Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us as we track the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order Crime Syndicate. We're going to be here live the next 4 hours. I'll tell you about some of the guests that are coming up after the first segment is over and we go into the second segment. But I wanted to calmly go over the facts of what we're looking at right now, what we're facing. The different nuances. The biggest issue is we have criminal fear-mongering going on by the president, by Paulson, by the Republicans, by the Democrats. I monitored some of the brainwashing television transmissions, and I mean brainwashing in every respect, this morning, and they were using every trick of semantical manipulation, every trick of their body language. I'm going to be talking about that as well, but John McCain, just about 45 minutes ago, gave a three-minute statement we're going to be playing a little bit later, and he basically said that the whole economy is going to go bankrupt, Main Street is going to go bankrupt, that the economy is going to come to a standstill, that no one will get home loans or student loans or business loans, and that you won't be able to get Sonic hamburgers. He was actually talking about how vital the service industry is. By the way, that's listed by the federal government as manufacturing. We have a lot of manufacturing goes on in this country still. It's just manufacturing is now putting a hot dog in a hot dog bun or putting lettuce and cheese and tomatoes and onions and ketchup on a hamburger. That's the Japanese make cameras and Honda cars and optics for our satellites, and we make hamburgers and act tough. That's mainly what we do. So we'll be going over the incredible fear-mongering. Now, they had really dumbed it down. Just, there will be a depression if you don't give Secretary of Treasury Paulson immunity, secrecy, nothing can be reviewed, nothing can be looked at, no branch of government can look at it. It went on and on and on. And then they tried to deny that that was in the three-page bill, and then it came out that they lied, so they lost even more confidence with the American people, the tiny reservoir, a drop or two at the bottom of the well. And then they changed their talking points this morning, and I was running on the treadmill for 45 minutes this morning, flipping back and forth on CNN, Headline News, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox, and it was all the same talking points in the same order over and over and over again, because they understand, the public now understands, that the banking system is a parasitic organism that sits atop the real economy and that it's feeding the remnants of the real economy. It's already cannibalized most of it. And then it wants to feed the last little scraps into its gaping maw with its snaggled fangs dripping venom. And so now they've gotten a little more sophisticated. They're talking to the public like the public might actually have opposable thumbs, and they're saying, oh, no, we're going to basically, i.e. the globalists, going to destroy the real economy if you don't submit to us. So this is outright economic terrorism in your face. We'll be right back to break it all down right here on the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay,
can
we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have controlled myself in the last week, and I've tried to stay out of the presidential election diversion, presidential election distraction. I mean, you could not get worse candidates than John McCain and Sarah Palin and, of course, Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I mean, there are so many bad things about each and every one of these candidates and both the selections of both parties that it is just unspeakable. But we have to remember that they are puppets bought and paid for by the same institutions, the same international banking crime cartel. And evidenced by that is how both parties, both presidential candidates, both VP candidates, the leader of the House, the leader of the Senate, the minority leaders, it is all the same talking points, and they get new ones every day. And you can, I mean, literal talking points come out because simultaneously on every channel and on C-SPAN and the speeches they give, it is all word for word the same thing. And I wish we had the staff. Well, we do. We have the listeners. It'd be great if all the great listeners that are on YouTube and all the other big video sites, you really should go and grab all the other YouTube videos the last week and a half and just compare day by day how it's the same talking points and how there'll be a new talking point every day or two. I mean, that is control, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people woke up 20 years ago, independently of hearing a radio show like this one, independent of reading some Patriot newsletter, And that's who was there first in resistance to the New World Order. You can call it the truth movement, the liberty movement, the reality movement, the anti-corruption movement, the pro-humanity, pro-freedom movement. But it really did start with the, quote, patriot movement in this country. Worldwide, this is the resistance. Got to be proud that the core of what was America and the good attributes and aspects of our 234-year history express themselves in that remnant that kept the torch of freedom and liberty and true information alive so that greater fires could be lit with it later. And with that tiny spark of reality that was left in the basic deluge of sports and mind control and Madison Avenue brainwashing, that it was the hardcore paleoconservatives that wrote the course out of the waters we're now in. Now, will we take that course? That remains to be seen. But now that course is becoming very popular, and people are discovering it by the millions on a weekly basis. So if we had more time, we would assuredly defeat the New World Order. Unfortunately, time is on no man's side, and things are deteriorating very, very fast. So I am blown away every night when I go to sleep, and I woke up five or six times last night. And I would get up and pace around in the dark, cold house, and I'd go in and look at my children and look at my wife, go in and hang over the baby crib and stare at the baby in the starlight. And I just thought about how wild it is that out of the tens of millions of people resisting tyranny, that this radio show is the most prominent and is the most dominant. And I'm just struck with the soul-shaking reality of the responsibility I have. And I have to really control myself to not get frustrated by my lack of skills in many respects, organization, personnel, research. But in the final equation, none of us are perfect. None of us can do it all. And so many times after I get off the air, I say, oh, I meant to talk about this, and I meant to talk about that, and I meant to go over this facet. And I even write pages and pages of notes up of ideas I want to go over sometimes, and then I don't get to them. And some days I get on air, and I just... It's not that I even want away from it all, because I know I can't just tune out of it and live in denial and things be okay. But at the same time, I just want to do a better job. And I don't even know why I'm going into this right now on air. It's just we are in such incredible times right now. Instead of talking about the staged election or even the current economic rumblings and things that are going on, we really should be talking about what we're going to individually do if a full-bore depression unfolds. A, what that depression will look like. It's different manifestations that run from bad to worse. What it will look like. What life will be like. How long it will go. What the New World Order is going to do during this contrived collapse. So there's so much happening. There's so much going on. I saw McCain today saying that the economic stabilization, the market stabilization packages that the Treasury has can act on their own with hundreds of billions of purchases in the market of bad paper that they can move in for liquidity into the banks. That's completely lawless. McCain saying the president should just act alone and just lawlessly create out of nothing more credit. I want, in the sake of, quote, good radio, but we're not in the business here of good radio. We're in the business here of serious radio. I mean, it's the stuff radio's made of. To sit here like everybody's finally doing. I remember over the weekend thinking, I remember last week thinking, I've got to take these interviews with Sarah Palin. It sounded like a complete moron. and I've got to play these on air right next to Miss South Carolina. In fact, I even said that last week. Others have picked up on that, that it's almost identical in the bumbling mindlessness. But see, that's not funny. It's not funny. It's a sickening feeling I get when I look at this. I mean, why revel in the fact that the elite thinks so little of us, they would give us this bumbling moron? So I want to talk about that. I just can't control myself anymore. Because, you know, it's not a distraction and a diversion. If we laugh at it and make it a joke, it's a diversion. But if we illustrate the fact that the elite are putting people into power that can be completely manipulated and controlled and have a lot of baggage, then it's informative. But all of that is a side issue compared to the points I want to make right now, very succinctly. Then I'm going to go through each one of these points and flesh them out a little bit more. And then I also open the phones up. We have a lot of guests, too. But open the phones up to specifically get your calls on the economy. You know, I don't mind not screening the calls and just saying what's your first name and where you're calling from. But I also get irritated that we can have really big events happening, like a 9/11 terror attack or an economic implosion with 1.2 trillion loss in the stock market in one day. And I know good and well when I open the phones up, it's going to be person after person plugging their websites or things. And hey, that's okay. I don't mind people doing that. We're here to network, folks. But I really want to hear from callers specifically on the economy, on the, they're not calling it a bailout. That term didn't work anymore, so they're calling it the rescue package. They shifted about a day ago from bailout to rescue package. That sounds better. Oh, you want to render aid? You want to save a drowning child? The rescue package. I also want to get into, I don't spend enough time on this. I should make a film, or somebody should, just showing the psychology of the news readers. And there are textbooks written on this, and there's different schools of thought on it. And it's changed from the older male authority figure very sternly telling you the news. That was the old model. And they've shifted in the last 7 years or so almost entirely to supermodel females licking their lips and looking at you with sexual desire. Now, they're not really looking at you. They're looking at the teleprompter. And then they now have the male anchors and contributors talk so genuinely and thank you and oh and so lovingly talking to you. So the women sit there with sexual desire for the men. And, I mean, they're finding the best at this. I'm sitting there on the jogging on the treadmill, and I'm having to, you know, have my cognitive, more scientific regions of my brain stay in constant conscious control, because on channel after channel there are just gorgeous women with glistening lipstick staring at the camera with total sexual desire while they spew lies and propaganda and pout their lips, and then cut to men who are acting genuine and compassionate and loving. That's for the women, what the women want. Just like they're in love with you. So sexual passion from the woman, what men want, lust. And from the men, they're staring at the women viewers with just genuine focus and concern, like they're across a candle-lit white linen dinner table with a French waiter pouring Dom Perignon. And then there's the hovering mist and subliminals and five or six video feeds in the back to switch on the subconscious mind, because the conscious mind can't gauge it all. You know, I want to warn the public. This is mind control. You understand that?
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
We got Max Kaiser, economic reporter, joining us in about 40 minutes. Then we're going to have about an hour of open phones, and Colonel Craig Roberts joins us. Hadn't had him on in a while. Talk about Mr. Adventure, Marine Corps sniper, Vietnam, highly decorated, police detective, SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot, crashed one time in Tucson when the helicopter broke down, that's an interesting story, then investigated Oklahoma City bombing, it was a government op, had the feds try to set him up, reported on them killing other cops who were investigating, killing other witnesses. And I had Cheech and Chong set up together. I mean, this would be the first time they've been on radio together. They started a new tour a few weeks ago. Tommy Chong, as you know, is a fan of my films and has tuned into the show. He's been on a few times. I wanted to get them on about the police state and the drug war and the rest of it. And we had them both set up, but Cheech had to cancel today. But he's going to be on later. We're going to get him soon, Cheech and Chong together. But Tommy Chong will be on for 30 minutes at the end of the show today to talk about how they've been trying to shut him up and some other things. I have Jesse Ventura, Governor Ventura, will be on the show tomorrow. And he's coming into town in late October, hanging out for a few days. That'll be interesting, driving around with Jesse Ventura. He is something else in person, folks. Something else. That is a real character. And ain't got time to bleed. Normally, I'd be looking forward to that, but so much is happening as everything goes to hell in a handbasket that it's kind of a side issue. That's for the Willie Nelson event that we're going to be at. That, by the way, is going to be free on the Internet. I'll announce details tomorrow of it, but it's going to be streamed free on the Internet because this event, without it even being announced, sold out in one day. And it was an event Willie was already planning. So we just are killing two birds at one stone, having the 9/11 slash anti-war, anti-New World Order event with Jesse Ventura and myself. And then I found out that Jimmy Vaughn's going to be there. So that's always good. And a bunch of other people. This has turned into quite an event. So I'll just leave it at that. And we got Jesse Ventura popping in for an hour tomorrow before the big surprise guest. Now, our big, big guest is traveling, but 98% chance. I mean, he is set for the show, but we'll see if that materializes. But it just won't be that we're having some big celebrity on the show. The big issue is what they're going to be talking about. Ah, there are those little pleasures in life. Like savagely stabbing the New World Order in the gut with a double-edged dagger of truth. We're gaining a lot of momentum, ladies and gentlemen. And I just thank God I'm alive. I'm thank God that I had life experiences and parents and teachers in my life that put me on the path to not be one of these mindless idiots out in the street. You know, they're only maybe 10% of the population, max. But they are calling into talk radio going, my 401k, it's going down. You got to bail it out. You got to do the rescue package. Your 401k is gone, sir, because the international bankers monetized it and then sold it into junk paper. But you can't ever blame the elite, because to you, the elite doesn't exist, because you're the elite. You know, you got a bass boat. You're the elite. Or you got a badge and a gun, you're the elite. Or you're a school teacher, you're the elite. Or you're a McDonald's manager, you get to boss people around, you're the elite. No, you're not the elite, okay? There is an elite, and you ain't it. And the elite's very dangerous. And they're where they're at because they're ruthless, and they're cunning, and they will eat our lunch unless you grow up and be a man about things and start admitting there's a global crime syndicate in the New World Order. If you don't do that, Jack, like 90% of people are starting to wake up and doing, we don't have a snowball's chance in hell. I mean, I listen to these people. So I'm going to call them when we get back, break down the economic situation. I've been kind of just eating around the edges of it and throwing out some of the other issues I'm thinking about. And then we're going to open the phones up on the economy, because we're going to have open phones when Max Kaiser's on with us, too. And if I go to the calls, we're not going to screen your call. Your first name, where you're calling from. But when I take you out of the box and put you on the air, if you don't get into the economic situation, I'm going to dump you in about 10 seconds. I mean, if you got a plug or something, I'll give you 10 seconds. Dear God, help us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. They are the premier anti-New World Order websites in the world.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Don't forget. What makes this transmission possible? What makes everything we do here possible? Is your support of the radio show. Whether it's telling your friends, your neighbors, your family, email lists, message boards, MySpace, about InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. That's how we get the word out. We're telling people about the free podcast. By the way, it's going to be launched tomorrow. Free archives. I talked Ted into letting me do this. I'm glad because we don't have time to play around. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. We got to get the word out here. There was a time when Ted literally had memberships that even kept him afloat. And what they're going to do is they're going to bump it up to like 120-something K and have special little reports and stuff for all the shows, and you'll still have memberships at Genesis. But I'm going to be offering my show all the archives for free. And, by the way, I've been saving them for 2 years, so it's going to go back 2 years. Now, that is quite a job, though, to put those 2 years up. So for the next few weeks, and I'm sure we'll procrastinate and it'll never happen, but for the next few weeks, we're just going to start adding every day the new show right after it ends. So you'll have archives of the show, not just the podcast. I mean, the podcast has been an archive Well, bottom line, They just walked in and handed me some stuff. Got distracted there. Bottom line, there's going to be archives of the show there for you. And you also have the free podcast. So that's how we get the word out. That's how we reach out to people. That's how we reach new people, because we've never had more fertile ground than freedom lovers have now. The public is ready to receive the information. They are ready to question authority. They are ready to take the first toddler steps, the first shaky steps into admitting there's a global crime syndicate, that there are elites, that there are kings and queens, that there is a CFR, that there is a European Union, that there is a North American Union being set up, that there is an Asian Union, an African Union, a Mediterranean Union, and that these unelected bodies are bringing in tyranny. They are ready to find out about fractional reserve banking. They are ready to find out about the social engineers and how they're going to use a world carbon tax to regulate our everyday lives and enslave us. And so now, like never before, both in cyberspace, which 70-plus percent of the Western world is now online, it's over 90% in South Korea, the most connected country in the world, then 80-something percent in Japan, 75% or so in the U.S. And you've got hundreds of millions of people coming online every few months. And the enemy is certainly preparing to restrict, to tax, to shut down, to curtail, to govern the Internet, to govern it back, to begin hacking pieces of it off, to make it more sluggish and then force people in to Internet too. But their plans are behind schedule. Their New World Order program of consolidation is collapsing too fast. They wanted to have more of a controlled, gradual collapse. That's in their own white papers. They are not invincible. They are not gods. The technology has, their own technology, has gotten ahead of them. The decision makers at the top are very evil, wicked, doddering, on average 80-year-old men who can't understand what their advisors are even telling them. Thank God their younger advisors are not in control yet. They will be soon. Crises have a way of shaking off the old deadwood and bringing in the younger, more hungry demons. But you're also going to have some of the sycophants who aren't even as hungry as their overlords, as their masters that brought them in as apprentice into the system. And so in some cases, you won't get younger and more evil and more hungry and more modern minds in control. You will get the sycophants in. But that brings a great element of danger. But it'll be a mix of those. And so great change is upon us. The New World Order has tried to control the change. They have controlled and governed a great deal of it, but they have lost control because they've lost the confidence of the people, both in the economic superstructure and overarching system, but also just in basic confidence on political issues, not just in the United States and Europe, but worldwide in different regions of the geopolitical kingdoms, as the New World Order calls them. So there is an awakening, an accelerating, a quickening that is taking place. The evil is intensifying, the good is intensifying. Those that are willfully want to be dumbed down, they are more in denial and more in delusion than ever. Those that want to be awakened are accelerating their knowledge gathering, their understanding. These are very, very, very exciting times to be alive. Very perilous times. But as the structure of the world architecture is liquefied, unfrozen during this time of flux, of change, we, the common people, can be history's actors. We can take control collectively at every level of society, moving with one mind towards liberty and freedom. And that is an unstoppable attack pattern that cannot be dealt with, that cannot be intimidated or bludgeoned or backed off. It is a asymmetrical, low-intensity, conflict and the info war, but widespread and in every strata and sector of society, to the point of the enemy cannot react. Their propaganda systems are built along a widespread blanketing and dumbing down, and is based on the drones still having confidence in the system. And they have some specialized propaganda for different technocrats and different strata of the system, gauging the psychology of those different niches in the overall human system. But a lot of those individuals who were sold on going along with the evil, but only given a small glimpse of it, and they are now getting outside the box, outside the compartmentalization, and getting an idea of the true magnitude of the New World Order and just how dark and destructive it is. So a lot of them are pulling out of it. Most of them just passively. But that's enough to bring it down alone. They're finding out that they are not the pet puppies, as Mark Kornke likes to say. They are not the chosen ones. They are to be gutted and stuffed and taxidermied as well. So the spell of self-assured, giggling self-delusion is beginning to evaporate. I mean, it always shocks me just how delusional the general public is. And the elites are not immune from this either, the different strata of elites. Again, some guy that makes $400,000 a year and has a coveted membership at the local country club and lives in a $3 million house and has got a trophy wife, they really think they're members of the elite because they go to luncheons when a senator comes into town and the senator has a list of names they memorize before the meeting, and so they say hello to the person in their first name, and you know, they're all on a big power trip thinking they've reached the creme de la creme of society. Just like in some one-horse town with 200 people living in it, Bubba Johnson, who owns the auto parts store and the one Easy Mart convenience store, everybody stoops and bows to him. Because his three brothers are the sheriff's deputies. And he's got, you know, half the people in the town employed at his mini-mart, and it's the same thing. And you run into this in business and life, and I always talk about it, but I'm really just now beginning to understand it. The public are on their own personal little power trips. I mean, they're walking around believing whatever delusion. That's what dressing up fancy is all about. And I'm not saying dressing up nice is bad. You know, it shows you have respect for yourself, or you're, you know, trying to look nice, or it's a special event. But for a lot of people, it's turned into like a three-year-old girl dressing up in a princess outfit. Or a five-year-old boy dressing up in a Green Lantern outfit. And it is this delusion. And you run into these people who... my corporation, right or wrong, my country, right or wrong, and they lie to themselves. I mean, they will try to cheat you in business in a minute and then make up lies to themselves about you while they're trying to Shanghai you, while they're trying to bushwhack you. Or they'll lie about in a relationship why they're doing something. Or they will believe their own baloney, believe their own BS. And they will always overestimate themselves. And it's a false self-confidence. You can people watch. And watch people at the gym where they really posture, or watch, because endorphins are flowing, or watch people at the mall, or watch them at church. And the posturing. I mean, so much of our species is posturing. And it's been said by philosophers, the higher sinners, the higher development in humanity, is about getting past the posturing and getting into veritas, or truth, and ideas and invention and literature and creativity and being honorable. And then you realize that so many people are living in delusion. And that's why they don't want to be told the economy is built on a house of cards, on sand. That's why they don't want to be told there's a corrupt elite. because then they might have to do something about it, and then they don't want to hear that they're a slave. Why, they're running things. Why, you know, they're powerful. Why the chief of police knows their name and tips his hat at them. They like being suckers. They like being maroons. They like being schmucks. They like being lied to. They enjoy being fools. Because to a three-year-old child, they really believe they're the fairy princess. They really believe they're Superman or Batman or Super Skrull. They really believe they're Ben Grimm. Just like they really believe they're members of the elite. It's just a new form of delusion. And whereas you really could matter in history, and you really could amount to something, and your life could really mean something, as soon as you figure it out, it's about getting out of delusion and diversion and getting into reality, and that all of your passion and all of your fire in the belly is not about yelling and screaming over your favorite football team. That energy is about defending your tribe and your people against a tyranny that will always be manifesting itself. There will always be evil in our species, so there will always be a need for good to challenge it. But they figured out how to seduce the public and the world into being not a race of men, but a race of preening, strutting peacocks. We have been right about everything we've basically discussed. But still, I'm attacked on the radio nationally and locally. Local talk show hosts, two of which I've been sent recordings of in the last week in Austin, said that I'm making stuff up about the economy and I'm a liar and I'm anti-American. You know what the good news is, though? The public heard my predictions, heard Ron Paul's predictions, the other economist we had on. And they know we were right, and they know you're wrong. And so, see, that's how it works. You can only scam people so many times. You can only con people so many times until they figure out you're selling a load of bull. And you can try to change horses in the middle of the stream. You can try to change parties and fool people so many times. But at the end of the day, that doesn't work anymore. And you can tell people, but the economy is doing well when it's not. And you will lose credibility. Now, let me just get into some of the basics of the economy, and then I will go to Joe, Rob, Alex, Scott, Tony, and others. First off, it is the very same financial elite that created the current market situation. I mean, the very individuals, Paulson and others, that are now telling us they are going to save us. While they're involved in conflict of interest, transferring hundreds of billions of dollars of assets and liquidity into the companies that they still own large amounts of interest in. And it's the same mainstream media and the same President Bush and John McCain that told us the economy was doing absolutely peachy king and was marvelous and wonderful, and anyone that said otherwise was a conspiracy theorist in the last 2 years, and that's the exact words they used, et infinitum, like a flock of cockatoos, repeating the same thing, parroting it over and over again. Now, in the last 2 weeks, they begin engaging in financial terrorism, screaming from their high positions of power as Treasury Secretary, as President, as presidential candidates, as leaders of the House and Senate, both parties, that there would be a massive depression if blanket, total immunity and power was not given to them. That has been in all three versions of the bill. And they're still defending it. I saw a different White House spokesman on the lawn this morning on Fox News saying that the immunity and the imperial power is good and still saying they support it. So let's get that part straight. There is no doubt that the fear-mongering caused the biggest single drop in stock market history. $1,200,000,000 plus was 1.23. trillion, 200 plus billion lost in one day. And then what do the terrorists do? The talking point last night and today on every channel, on every talk show, we've got to get behind the bailout now. And people calling in saying the feedback, you know, the talking heads say you won't have a 401k. There'll be even more losses if you don't get behind this. And then the people call in saying, I know it's socialism and I know it's corrupt and I know it's bad, but my 401k, you've got to save it. The 401k is a dead duck because they wrote all that paper to buy up real assets they fenced. And now they're leaving you holding the bag. If they do this bailout, your 401k, when it crashes, will crash even lower than the bottom is here. But we'll see. We'll see if the public buys it. We'll be right back.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend.
So, $1.2 trillion lost in the stock market yesterday. Went up 200-something points today, but didn't get anywhere near so far regaining its losses. And much of it is infected with the junk paper. But notice how the bankers did this. We told you 2.5 years ago from Bilderberg that they were planning to blame it on subprime mortgages. And that's also another part of the talking point. Well, this started with the people. The American people need to pay this. It's not the bankers. They haven't done anything wrong. It's not the brokerage houses. They haven't done anything wrong. The American people did this, and now the talking point today by both parties and all the pundits on TV is this is your fault. You did this, and Main Street will be destroyed if you don't bail out Wall Street. And you're going to lose all of your pension funds, and you're going to lose your IRAs, and you're going to lose your savings. Hey, folks, if these bailouts and this pardons are given to the financial institutions to take us into the next phase of their scam, they will fully devalue the dollar, and then that will destroy your savings and your investments. So you see, if we go with their plan, it means total ruination. But if we don't go with it, they engage in financial terrorism, and they don't have the Federal Reserve inject hundreds of billions of dollars into the economy and into the stock market, and you get a $1.2 trillion+ plunge. So there is no doubt that we have never seen a president in more than 60 years get up on TV and talk about there will be a depression if you don't do this or that. I don't believe it was ever even done before that. I can't find a case. No one I know, no economist we've talked to has. So weeks and weeks of fear-mongering, do what we say, give us total immunity to do whatever we want, or there will be a total depression. And McCain and Bush and all of them, including Obama, they're all up there saying, if you don't get behind this bailout, which they're now calling a rescue package, there will be a depression, which is another form of false flag. They are engaging in terrorism. They attack us with a military-industrial complex attack and say that some foreign group did it so they can invade a bunch of sovereign nations that had nothing to do with it. They tell us to do everything we say on the economic front, make us imperial kings who there is no oversight over, or there will be depression. And then the Congress says no because the calls were going 100-1 against it conservatively. We had a congressman on yesterday that said he had over 2,000 calls, and 5 of them were for the bailout. And so the media, the government circles the wagons against the people. If there was ever an example of how it's the people against the media and the elite, the global elite and the corporate-owned media that's owned by them, here it is. Both parties, the leadership, the entire dominant media, saying we've got to have the bailout, we've got to have the rescue plan, we've got to do it, 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 or there will be a depression. And then the Federal Reserve didn't prop up the stock market yesterday. The thing's totally rigged. And they decide to, quote, teach you a lesson, to panic you. And then the new talking point comes out of, see, you didn't do what we said. So $1.2 trillion+ was lost yesterday. So the big story here, the big issue, is that we're witnessing economic terrorism, an economic gun to the world economy's head, and worldwide they are blaming the Congress for all the economic problems that are happening that the bankers engineered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.